Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You know, over the years, I've seen it all. So now, I'm sharing it all. Join me for Unfiltered Talks with the names you love on my new podcast, On Par with Maury Povich. Follow and listen to On Par wherever you get your podcasts.
From Destrohan, Chris, welcome to our show.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Good.
So I'm so glad that you only have about 5,500 people listening to this every quarter hour. I'm just so glad.
Yeah, where'd you get that information?
You know your ratings better than anybody, I'm sure, huh?
Yeah. What's your point, Chris?
Yeah. So my point is that you're bringing up, so who do you think is behind this No Kings March?
I don't know. Do you know?
I do. Oh. I do know. It is the none other than Christy Walton.
Okay, who's that? I don't know who that is.
Christy Walton is one of the heiress, the widow of John Walton.
John Walton? Who's that?
Yeah, Walmart.
Oh, okay.
So why would you think that she would be against Donald Trump? I wonder.
I mean, you're asking me questions I don't honestly have answers to.
Well, I mean, the answers are, she doesn't like his policy on China.
Okay.
Walmart is the second, well, first or second, depending on who you talk to, largest retailer.
Okay. So?
Okay. And so who do you think that Trump's policies hurt the most?
Well, they're hurting Walmart. A lot of people. They're hurting a lot of people, not just Walmart.
Yeah. How do you know that? How
do you know that she's behind it?
Well, because it was a New York Times article.
Okay. Is she aligned with it? Is she supporting it? Or is she behind it?
A Walmart heiress.
We understand.
John Walton.
We understand that, Chris. The question is she supporting it or is she behind it? Is she the driving force? Is it her money?
She's supporting it and she's using her money to take out ads for it.
A lot of people are supporting it.
But could it also be that President Trump is acting like a king? He's acting like a dictator.
No. How many executive orders did Joe Biden put out?
We're not playing whataboutism. So let's stick to the topic here.
Trump's at 161.
I'm not getting involved in that conversation, Chris. I'm not going to play whataboutism. We're focusing
on
this.
But that's what you're talking about,
right? No, I'm talking about defying laws, not caring about the Constitution, doing things inappropriately, acting on his own, the military parade, taking credit for this parade being about him as well. These are the actions of dictators, and there are people who don't like that behavior. I'm not saying Donald Trump is a dictator, but he seems to do things that align himself with a dictator mentality.
I mean, I disagree. I think he is just reversing and going back to
this
country was built on in the 80s and 90s and the great times. Bill Clinton, I voted for Bill Clinton. I voted for Obama twice.
Okay.
Okay. Does that surprise you?
No, I don't even know you. So, why would I be surprised? I don't know you.
I mean, the thing is that, you know, what we're talking about here is we have a country that was headed in a very, very bad direction. And every single person knows it because they all voted for Donald Trump.
Well, that's not true.
Okay.
Chris. That's not
true. Most of them did.
No,
right?
Chris,
get most of the
stop,
vote?
Chris, stop. When you say most, that's 50%. Donald Trump did not receive 50% of the vote. I mean, let's be truthful here. Okay?
He got the popular vote, did he not?
No, he did
and
not
he
get.
Got
he
the
did not. He did not. He did not. He did not receive a majority of the popular vote.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, on that, we disagree because I don't.
Well, no,
agree
well, there's
with you
nothing to disagree because it's a fact.
And, okay. Here's another thing I disagree about. In 2020, he won the 2020 election.
Okay. No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. And there's,
he did.
No. Chris, can we end this conversation?
He says
before
it himself.
Can we?
He says it himself.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a joke, Chris.
Why would the
Chris.
FBI director say that?
What FBI director said
Chris, please stop giving the people of Destrehan a bad name by continuing to talk. This is absolutely absurd. You are brainwashed. I feel sorry for you. I pity you. I pity your family. If you espouse any of this crap on your family, you are just to be pitied. Your brain, Chris is an example of brainwashed Americans because Chris is trapped in the conservative media echo chamber. And there's nothing that can be done. Nothing.
Like
he's gone too far.
He comes in. It's like, hey, Chris, how was your day at work today?
Actually, Christy Walton took out a full-page ad in the New York Times, so she's behind the no kings because of the tariffs in the China and the imports. Oh, God.
And we're not even talking about that right now. So guys like Chris, these are the people that have TDS, Trump Delusional Syndrome. They can't stand to not defend Trump every moment of any day. They have an opportunity. You cannot disagree with me, Chris, on the fact that Trump didn't get a majority of the popular vote. That's a fact. You can't disagree on facts. I mean, we can disagree on opinions. We can disagree on whether or not Trump is a great president. But what do you mean you disagree with the fact? You can't disagree with a fact. And this is the problem with America. People don't understand what the hell facts are. They're so brainwashed. They're so delusional. Which is why they have Trump Delusional Syndrome, TDS. That's the new term, TDS, Trump Delusional Syndrome. People like Chris have it. And I mean, I'm not going to continue to have a conversation with anybody who calls this show and says Trump won the 2020 election because he said so.
That's bizarre.
Do you think, I mean, that is one of the dumbest things that's ever been said on this show.
I mean, if you want to say that he won the election, like, okay, exhaustingly, regrettably, limply, we can have that argument, but if the first thing out of your mouth is corroborating it, well, he said so.
Well, why would he say it?
You're nuts. Here's you can't have a conversation with somebody like that because all he's doing is fire and forget. Fire and forget lies. And this is like a term that maybe we can start using on this program because people do it to you all the time and they do it on the text line. They fire off this absurd lie.
Yep.
They wait for it to fizzle out. And then they just fire off an even bigger lie. If we wanted to just talk about why Christy Walton is pulling out a full page ad in the New York Times supporting the No Kings protest, and why would she be motivated to do that? Why are there billionaires that are going up against Trump as part of this protest? Let's have that conversation, but don't just bombard us with some nonsense and then we like kind of don't know how to react, and then you just fire an even bigger lie off. That's so boring. We're not going to do that anymore.
I mean, I want to welcome everybody into this show, but I don't know how to have a conversation with somebody who thinks Trump won the 2020 election because he said so. Are you telling me that Trump has never told a lie? Trump has been caught in his own lies. So, again, you know, if your lips are that firmly planted on the rear end of the president of the United States, so be it. But we don't have to entertain everybody on this show. I mean, we have integrity. And I'm not going to have a conversation if the conversation is based on Trump won the 2020 election because he said so. And disagree with the fact that he didn't get the majority of the vote. I mean, why not accept the truth? Why not accept the facts and then go on and make your point?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.